It's unbelievable that only 25% of the funding actually goes to the NGOs like Trochra, Goal and Concern here in the state, and then directly to the member countries, the donor countries. I'm sure very many people were unaware of where the money actually goes. And while everyone would have the perception that the money actually goes to those who most need it, that's not actually the case. And therefore, I believe we have an emergency situation in this country. By freezing 75% of the budget, which goes to those institutions, would create a fund of €465 million next year, coupled with other increases in the universal social charge for people earning over €100,000. My proposal is that there would be no property tax next year. There will be no PRSI changes. The respite care cuts will be reversed. The child benefit cuts will be reversed. The household benefit cuts on pensioners will be reversed. And the maternity benefit cuts would be reversed.
And you've costed this. You're confident that those figures would match?
Absolutely. I fully costed this matter and I've looked at it in great detail. And I believe that it's time to review a budget. We're borrowing every single cent at about 8% that we're putting into the foreign aid budget. We're borrowing it from the EU and from the World Bank to give the money back to them. It's a crazy situation. Cannot be expected to continue at a time when we're crucifying our own people and 1 in 10 families are experiencing some level of food poverty in this country. I think we need to refocus our attention on looking after our own people, while at the same time protecting the most vulnerable abroad by keeping 25% of the budget that goes directly to those.
And while it is a proposal, we don't wish to give people false hope. In reality, it's unlikely if it's not going to happen that this would be taken on board.
Well, absolutely. The Social Welfare Bill and the Property Tax Bill are going through the Senate this week. I'm putting this forward as an alternative costed proposal, which, if accepted by the government this week and indeed in the Finance Bill, would result in a total reversal of all of those nasty cuts which are going to affect virtually every family in Donegal and across the country.